Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetra speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I placed an order on May the 24th, 2021, late that night, but I called back the next morning and canceled, and I have a confirmation, a bank refund confirmation printed off the computer. But I was shopping at the mall, and Visa, or the State Employee Credit Union, called me and gave me this number because they said it looked like they were charging me even though I had canceled my order.
Okay. Can you provide me with your zip code?
28602.
And your name?
Patty Greenhill.
Thank you.
Yes.
Can you verify your shipping address for me?
4093 Black Oak Road, Hickory, North Carolina, 28602.
Thank you. What do you see here? This is for an elevator. All right. Face moisturizing eye serum. And there's no cancellation here, ma'am.
That's what I was afraid of. And the lady on the phone said, "You're sure you got a print copy of the refund confirmation on your order?" And I said, "I do. I have a copy."
There's nothing here but a cancellation or a refund, ma'am. On what date was that?
The cancellation is 5/25/2021.
5/25. There is nothing here of a cancellation email, ma'am. Ma'am, what's the cancellation number you have? Do you have a cancellation number?
I do.
I don't even see where you called in. What's that cancellation number?
My cancellation number is 1FXX4.
Oh, no, that's not us. We don't have any letters and hours. And how much was that refund?
Yeah, well, it's two of them. One refund is supposed to be $186.18. And the other is $189.39.
That's not us. That must have been another company, ma'am. Because ours don't even have letters in it.
Well, this is Visa. The State Employee Credit Union is the one that called me. And she gave me this number to call because I had canceled. And she said they were billing me.
Well, I hate to say it, but you didn't cancel here because this charge was on the 25th of May.
Okay, what charge do you show?
Because we haven't charged you any time this month.
So there's no charges on my card?
You have a charge for 9081, 9290. That was on May the 25th, but we haven't charged you any time after that.
Okay, what are those charges?
9189.
I'm sorry, start all over. May the 25th, and what are the charges?
9189 and 9220.
9220. Okay. I'll call where I purchased this and try to see what's going on, because I canceled, and I received a box in the mail, but I didn't open it.
Yeah, I think you might be talking about another company, ma'am, because, we have an automatic system that lets us know when a customer calls in. There's not even anything here letting us know that you called in, and this isn't even canceled. This is for the face cream and eye serum.
Well, they called me. I didn't call them.
Yeah, and we don't even make outbound calls. So, Yeah, you didn't cancel with us. I mean, but you'd qualify for a 35% discount towards future orders.
Yeah, I don't want this at all, though. Okay. I'll try
even
to talk
I can
to
do
the company.
You think I can do a 50% discount for you? Would that interest you at all?
What?
If I can do a 50% discount for you for any future orders, would that interest you at all?
Well, you're with the credit union, aren't you?
No, ma'am. This is for the aloe vera facial cream and eye serum. We're not the credit union.
Well, I got that. I received that in the mail, and I didn't order it.
Do you remember starting a trial for this back in April? Paying $7.45, $6.70 for shipping and handling?
Yes. Why do they keep sending this?
It was on a 14-day trial. After that 14-day trial, if it's not called in or canceled, you get charged full retail price of that product. Since your account wasn't canceled, you got charged.
Well, if I did not open the envelope, can I return it to the sender?
No, ma'am. We do not accept any returned product back. But what if I could put it on the... Go ahead.
Why can you not accept something that has not been opened?
Yes, ma'am. That's why we put this information there on our site. Because due to COVID reasons, once it's released our airtight facility, we can't accept that product back.
Well, I don't want any of this that I'm receiving in the mail. I canceled the order and still got a box in the mail, and I did not open it. And then I got this cream like you're speaking of, and I didn't open it because I had received it before, but it was like at $7 and then $9. I don't want any of this stuff.
I'm standing on a personal point of view. I mean, I cancel the account for you. That stop you from receiving any further charges.
So I still have to pay this $91.89 and
$92.20. So that was already charged to our end on the 25th of May.
And I didn't even order this.
Yes, that's because you didn't cancel it.
Well, I'm canceling it right now.
Right, yeah, it's canceled. It's canceled.
Okay, can you give me a 50% refund?
That would be a valid charge since it wasn't canceled.
You said you could give me a 35% or a 50%.
Right, that was for a discount towards future orders.
I don't want any future orders.
I understand.
And I don't even want this.
Do you understand that? All we can do is just cancel the account so you won't get any further charges.
Why did you mention a 35% or a 50% discount?
Yes, ma'am. That's for future orders.
No, I don't want any future orders.
I understand that now.
And what is your name?
My name is Demetrius.
And spell that for me.
D-E-M-E-T-R-I-U-S.
I-U-S, okay. This is so wrong. I'll never order anything off the computer.
So is there anything else I can do for you?
Well, if you order something and you cancel, why do they go ahead and mail it to you?
Say that one more time for me.
I said, I ordered this OKINAWA tonic. I canceled it. I have everything in writing that it's canceled, and I'm sure I got a box in the mail. I did not open it. When you cancel something, why do you get it in the mail?
That's not us. You said something about a tonic? No, that's not us, ma'am.
Well,
this is for
the face cream, or the serum and the moisturizer.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't want any of that. It's not worth anything. And you're charging me $91.89 and then $92.20. And it's worthless.
So that's why we put that information there on the site. And you know to cancel if you before the 14 days.
You've got you have me canceled, correct?
Yes, ma'am. My account's canceled.
All right. Well, thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.